तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
अस्ट्रेलियाकै सबैभन्दा ठूलो र लामो समयसम्म चल्ने महिला स्वास्थ्य सम्बन्धी अध्ययनको लागि कम्तीमा पनि 1,000 आप्रवासी महिलाहरूलाई भर्ती गराइने भएको छ। सन् 1996 सुरु भएको सो अध्ययनको लागि अहिले 57,000 अस्ट्रेलियाली महिलाहरूको 4 उमेर समूह सहभागी रहेको छ भने अब यसमा थप आप्रवासी महिलाहरू जोडिन गइरहेका छन्। संघीय स्वास्थ्य विभागद्वारा लगानी गरिएको यस अध्ययनमा प्रत्येक महिलालाई हरेक 3 वर्षमा जाँच गरिन्छ। सहभागीहरू 4 पुस्ताहरूबाट छानिएका छन् जो सन् 1921 1926, 1946 1951, 1973 1978 र 1989 1995 भित्रमा जन्मिएका रहेका छन्। लामो समयसम्म चल्ने अध्ययन वा अस्ट्रेलियन लन्जिट्युडनल स्टडी अन वुमेन्स हेल्थकी उपनिर्देशक हुन् प्रोफेसर डेभ लक्सटिन। उनी युनिभर्सिटी अफ न्यूकासलमा आबद्ध रहेकी छिन् र यो अध्ययनका लागि हन्टर मेडिकल रिसर्च इन्स्टिच्युटसँग मिलेर युनिभर्सिटी अफ क्विन्सल्यान्डले यो अध्ययनको सञ्चालन गरिरहेको छ।
First recruited women in 1996 when the makeup of the Australian population was somewhat different to what it is now 26 years later. So what we're doing is recruiting in 1,000 women primarily from South, Southeast and Northeast Asian countries to make sure that that cohort of women who were born 1973 to 78 are representing women from across Australia.
सो अध्ययनकी निर्देशक युनिभर्सिटी अफ क्विन्सल्यान्डकी प्रोफेसर गीता मिश्रा भन्छिन्, यो भर्नाले अस्ट्रेलियाको पछिल्लो जनसङ्ख्यामा रहेको स्वास्थ्य समस्याहरूलाई सही ढङ्गबाट प्रतिबिम्बित गर्छ।
There's about 16% of women from South Southeast Asia that is in the population. We want to hear from them. We want to know, you know, their health, the state of their health and well-being so that we can inform government policy and that their needs can be met, you know? So that's where we really need to know a bit more about, you know, factors that are promoting their health and well-being, also, you know, factors that is causing them to have ill health. We want to be able to understand that so that we can advise the government, policymakers to take all those factors into account so that all women can benefit good health.
प्रोफेसर डेभ लक्सटिनले सन् 1921 1926 भित्र जन्मिएका 600 महिलाहरूको समूहमा रहेका सहभागी मध्ये सबैभन्दा ज्येष्ठ 101 वर्षीय रहेको बताएकी छिन्।
Those women were just sort of reaching that retirement age back in 1996, and it's that time of transition from a working life or a family life into the retirement space and then tracking them into very old age. So they are one of the oldest cohorts in the world when it comes to investigating women's health. Then in 2012 to 13, we recruited in a new cohort of women aged 18 to 23 to capture the next generation. So we have 4 generations of women who participate in the study.
Professor Lockstein-le ukta adhyanbata prapta bhayeka jankari haru vividh prakarka niti nirmanka lagi prayog bhayeko bataeki chhin. Jasmadhye Australiali sarkarko pachhillo rashtriya mahila swasthya rananiti pani pardacha ra yesle bibhinna samuhaka mahila tatha kishori haruko swasthya sudhar garna ra asamantaharu kam garne bato pahilyaucha. Uni bhanchin adhyanle National Action Plan for इन्डोमेट्रियोसिस वा इन्डोमेट्रियोसिस नामक स्वास्थ्य अवस्था सम्बन्धी राष्ट्रिय कार्ययोजना बनाउन मद्दत गरेको थियो। त्यस्तै पोलिसिस्टिक ओभरी सिन्ड्रोमको व्यवस्थापनका लागि अन्तर्राष्ट्रिय दिशानिर्देशनहरू बनाउन र जन्मजात मानसिक स्वास्थ्य सम्बन्धी राष्ट्रिय मार्गनिर्देशन बनाउन मद्दत गरेको थियो।
The Australian government's physical activity guidelines were formed using information that's come from the study. Also the New South Wales Health Framework for Women's Health was developed using data from the study. And in addition to that, we've also informed other policies like the National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children, the one that's been in effect and the one that will take effect at the end of this year.
तर मेलबर्नमा रहेको महिला स्वास्थ्यका लागि बहुसांस्कृतिक केन्द्रकी डाक्टर एडेल मडोलोले उक्त अध्ययनका दुई प्रमुख कमजोरीहरू देखाएकी छिन्।
The surveys have been administered in English, so it really has only targeted those women, even if they are from migrant backgrounds, but those women who have the English language literacy to complete quite a complex survey in the English language. The second thing is that it is based on Medicare records, but really only can survey or include women in the survey who have Medicare eligibility, and that excludes the many millions of temporary migrants that are here in Australia and who don't have Medicare eligibility.
प्रोफेसर लक्सटिन भन्छिन् उक्त अध्ययनमा सहभागी भएकाहरूले अङ्ग्रेजी भाषा सहायताका लागि दोभाषेको प्रयोग गर्न सक्छन् उनले मेडिकेयर प्राप्त गर्ने योग्यता सम्बन्धी समस्या सम्बोधन गर्न भने आफू इच्छुक रहेको बताएकी छिन्
We have actually had a couple of conversations about setting up an alternate study for women who don't yet have a Medicare card because we do recognise that as a limitation of our study. But unfortunately, this has been part of the procedure of this study to validate women into the cohort is to have that Medicare card. So one of the reasons for that is because part of our data actually come from Medicare. So we link the survey data with Medicare data in order to assess women's use of health services in relation to their health and well-being. And we do recognise that as a limitation of the study.
Dr. Modolo-ka anusar, Australia-ko swasthya sahar pranalima asamanta byapta raheko cha. Jasle garda yasko asar aprawasi mahilaharuko swasthyama pareko cha.
It's important to recognise that migrants come to Australia with really good health. It's called the healthy migrant effect. But migrants do experience a decrease in their health status after the first 5 years of living and working in Australia. So that means that there's something that goes beyond the individual's biology or the individual's culture and really points to the health system itself not providing the kind of care that is needed. So I think that would also be something really important to be able to pick up through the survey, the extent to which migrant and refugee women are experiencing inequity or poorer health care in the health system.
Like, share, recommend, gornohos. SBS Nepali Life, Facebook, Masah, Dinohos.